Am I in the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news on a weekly basis, checking out everything in the world of television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air? It's season 28, episode 13, and tonight's show is titled, Is That a Mini Kong? We're going to be breaking down the news from March the 27th through today, April the 2nd. So strap on in and let's get her going. We're going to start off with the movie side, and we're going to talk about our new number one movie in the world. And yes, it is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. This is the fifth movie in the new monster verse that they have created, in the monarch verse, shall you say. So five movies. We even have a TV show now with Monarch Legacy of Monsters, which airs on Apple TV Plus. Very solid show. If you somehow missed that one, you should check that out over there. But in the movie side, you know, many, many years ago, we started off with a Godzilla movie. And these movies have really pivoted from that Godzilla movie, because that first Godzilla movie was very, very grounded, right? And then now we're over here teaming up with Titans and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And the franchise has definitely taken a turn. But you know what? It's taken a really fun turn. And I'm sure some people would love for it to stay, you know, very serious. And I think for those people, you got your Godzilla Minus One earlier in the year. And now we're going to have some fun. So we had Godzilla, then we introduced Kong and Skull Island, which I think Skull Island's probably my favorite one still to this day. I love that movie. And then we went back to Godzilla with King of the Monsters. And then we had our first kind of team-up movie, but it was Godzilla versus Kong, which was really awesome. And then now it's Godzilla and Kong, basically. Godzilla X Kong, the new empires are going to have to be forced to team up to take on someone else, right? Following their explosive showdown, Godzilla and Kong must reunite against a colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world, challenging their very existence and our own. Rise together or fall alone. That's right. So in this one here, you got, you know, Godzilla kind of chilling. You got Kong chilling down in the hollow earth. But now we have another threat, the Scar King, right? You see him in the trailer. He's the red looking monkey. He's the big baddie in this one here. He's, you know, down on hollow earth. He's trying to get up to our earth to wreak havoc. And we go from there. Here's what I'm going to say. And I did this in my quick thoughts video over the weekend. And once again, if you're not following me on TikTok or Instagram, you're missing out on my quick thoughts videos. We do 60-second video review after checking out a movie just to kind of let you know, is it worth it or not? So you got to check it out. But yeah, this one here has Rebecca Hall. You got Brian Tyree Henry coming back. Dan Stevens joins the cast in this one. And I thought he was great. I thought he was really, really great. Dan Stevens was a pleasant surprise in this one, and I thought he really brought some nice levity to the movie every time he was on screen. So, like I said, well, comparing it to my 60-second quick thoughts, here's going back to what I'm going to say. If you are not a fan of these movies, if you thought Godzilla versus Kong was stupid, if you didn't like King of the Monsters or Skull Island or any of those previous films, you are not going to like this movie. Plain and simple. You're not. If you're looking for a really detailed story, highbrow acting, you know, if you're looking for something deep, this is not it. Again, This movie is just pure, utter fun. And it is very much the essence of one of those turn your brain off kind of movies. You have to just shut your brain off, sit down, and just enjoy what they're delivering to you. Don't try to ask too many questions. There's a lot of illogical stuff here. There's a lot of things that make you go, what? That doesn't make any sense, or that's really convenient. It's one of those type of movies. And if those drive you crazy, again, you're not going to like this movie. But if you want to just go have fun and see these big giant creatures, these titans, beat the shit out of each other, I think you'll have a blast with it. Like, you really have to look at it in that way. The movie's story is whack. Some of the things they do is whack. But again, these aren't the type of movies that are about the humans. They're not really about the story. It's about the Titans, and you want to see them fight, and you want to see them do cool stuff. And they do. They do it a lot in this movie. So I walked out very happy, because I just want to have a good time. And that's what I expected, and that's what they gave me. So there's your warning. If you just want to go have a good time and see some monsters beat the shit out of each other, I think you'll have some fun. If you're looking for something deeper, this is not the movie for you. So, Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire, I give 4 out of 5 stars. It was a lot of fun. All right, guys, my next movie here is one that came out about a month ago. Kind of crashed and burned at the box office, but now it's streaming on Peacock. So I said, all right, let's give it a watch. Lisa Frankenstein. So this one here is a comedy, horror, romance, right? In 1989, a misunderstood teenager has a high school crush who just happens to be a handsome corpse. After a set of playfully horrific circumstances bring him back to life, the two embark on a murderous journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts along the way. So this one here is headlined by Catherine Newton and Cole Sprouse. And they do a pretty good job. Carla Cugino pops up in this one as well too, and she's always great anytime she pops up. But this one's really, really, I'd say Catherine Newton does all the heavy lifting here. Cole Sprouse, I don't even think has any dialogue in it. He just because he's the Frankenstein zombie. When I saw the trailer to this movie, I thought it looked cute. I thought it looked like it could have potential. I kind of wanted to go see it in the theater, but just one of those movies that I wasn't going to rush to it and just didn't have time and just it, I missed it. But here we are a month later and it's already on streaming. So I love streaming these days because you can usually catch your movie pretty quick now if you miss it in the theater. So I watched it over the weekend and this is a really big letdown. This movie, like I said, and I only had kind of mid-level hopes for it. And it didn't even hit that. It was pretty boring. It dragged. I will say Catherine Newton is really good in it. She's great. And I'm really looking forward to her star rising kind of down the road. But this movie just can't. There's more to it. It's silly. It's dumb. The things they do doesn't make any sense sometimes. And it just kind of was there. It just kind of shrugged along. And there wasn't a lot of laughs. There wasn't a lot of scares. It just was. So I cannot recommend this one. I only give Lisa Frankenstein 2 out of 5 stars, and that's, it's okay at best. It was a letdown for sure. My wife ended up not liking it either. So not just me. But hey, it's on Peacock now. If you want to give it a shot, you could. It runs about 1 hour 42 minutes, and see what you think. But only 2 out of 5 for me. All right. And then over on the TV side, I don't really have any new TV shows. I have just been kind of watching what's already out, and there's a lot to catch up on. On last week's show, I told you I'd started Beacon 23. I've already given up on it. I gave it the first 3 episodes, and it's boring as shit. I hated it. I try to give shows many, many watches and many chances. And, I gave it the 3-episode run and I just can't do it. So I've removed it from the watch list. Cannot do Beacon 23. So that's a bummer because I was hoping that show would turn into something and it did not. So everything else has just been playing catch up on, what I've been watching. But I do want to shout out real quick. For the wrestling fans out there, last year we lost an amazing wrestler, an amazing person, Wyndham Rotunda, who a lot of people knew as Bray Wyatt. This was a shock to the whole wrestling community when he passed away. It was heartbreaking. And WWE just put out a new documentary on him called Bray Wyatt Becoming Immortal. And this just dropped yesterday on Peacock. And I watched it, and it's a fantastic documentary. And I really wanted to give it a shot here to just tell you guys, in case you didn't know it was coming out, or you were maybe on the fence about watching it. Whatever the case may be, it's a fantastic documentary. It runs just about 2 hours. It really does take you through his entire wrestling journey from, you know, going up through FCW to NXT, becoming Husky Harris, and then going back to NXT, becoming Bray Wyatt, you know, how he did The Fiend, his comeback, just everything. And it does dive into the day he died. And it's gut-wrenching. It really is. I was bawling like a baby. It was very, very sad to hear everybody recount the day he passed. But it's an amazing documentary, and I just want to let y'all know that it is out there, and you can check it out now. So Bray Wyatt Becoming Immortal, check it out now, streaming on Peacock. All right. Now, so just to recap, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, 4 out of 5 stars. Lisa Frankenstein, 2 out of 5 stars over on Peacock. And then check out the Bray Wyatt documentary on Peacock. Yeah. Okay, let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10, it's Imaginary with 1.3 million there, and it is on VOD now. Number 9 is Crew. Number 8 is Tilu Square. Number 7 is Late Night with the Devil. Number 6 is Arthur the King. Number 5 is Immaculate. Number 4 is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number 3 is Dune Part 2. Number 2 is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And number 1, like I said, Godzilla X Kong The New Empire. Number 1. Now check this out. This is really cool. Before the weekend came out, they were estimating Godzilla X Kong to make somewhere between 50 to $55 million. 50 to 55. And sorry, give me one sec. My dogs are going crazy over here. And I don't know why. Doggies. Doggies. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out.
It's okay.
Sorry about that, guys. All right. So. Oh my! Now my damn cursor's not working. What the hell, dude? Stupid birds running, flopping around in the front door there, driving my dogs crazy. All right, sorry about that. So, box office, right? So, early estimates going into the weekend said 50 to 55 million, which would have been very, very strong. And it was like, okay, cool. And then by Saturday, they were like, yo, it's looking like it's going to hit 70. And it was like, damn, 70 mil? All right, let's get it. The final weekend box office ended up being $80 million. That's right, $80 million across that threshold. Congratulations. That is an amazing debut. When they were expecting it to make 50 to 55, and then the estimate changed to 70, and then it ended up making 80. That's one of those amazing weekends that is just so super cool. So congratulations there. That is the second highest debut of the year, only behind Dune Part 2, which made $82 million in its opening weekend. So only by 2 mil, we got this going down. So congratulations there, Godzilla X Kong. With $80 million. All right, guys, let's get into our news of the week here, now that that's out the way. And I'm excited. Let's see. Let's get you caught up with all the latest and the greatest. Now, what they dropped, there was a lot of rumors for a while that there was going to be this little short based within the Spider-Verse world with Miles. And then we found out, yes, it is happening. They're going to release it here soon. And they put it out the other day, which was supposed to be the day that Across the Spider-Verse Part 2 was supposed to come out. And you remember that movie got pushed back and delayed indefinitely, so that kind of sucks. But they ended up releasing this short, The Spider Within, a Spider-Verse story. It's in partnership with the Kevin Love Fund and the education initiative, The Hero Within, because everyone's going through something, even superheroes like Miles Morales. So this is about a 7-minute short that does take place in that, you know, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, Spider-Verse universe. It was okay. I know what they were going for here. Like, you know, he's a kid with the weight of the world on his head and he's dealing with it, right? Or he's trying to deal with it. And he goes through some stuff in this 7 minutes here. It was just kind of blah to me. Nothing really happens. I mean, he just kind of has a nightmare and we're done. I understand the deeper message. I understand what they were trying to go for, but I guess I was just expecting something totally different for them putting out this little mini movie. It just kind of was. It's not something I don't think I'd ever really sit through again. So, but it's there. It's on the Sony YouTube channel. You can watch it at YouTube/Sony Animation. And we, of course, have it up on our, you know, Twitter page as well. So check it out if you like. All right. Moving along. Alex Garland's next A24 movie has added a Reservation Dog star into a lead role. And the new movie is going to be called Warfare. And then Good Times, we have the trailer for Netflix's animated sequel to the 1974 sitcom. John Leguizamo is joining Taron Egerton in the Apple TV Plus series Firebug. I love that casting there. That's pretty cool there. Alan Ritchson is set to star in Netflix's new action sci-fi movie called War Machine. We love Alan Ritchson. He should be the next Batman. So, you know, glad to see him continuing to pick up some work. Julianne Hough has joined Maggie Gyllenhaal's Frankenstein movie called The Bride. Star Trek IV has hired a new writer as Paramount continues to try to develop this damn Star Trek movie. They can't seem to get off the ground, but they have a new writer, so we'll see how it goes this time. Let's see here. Austin Butler is set to star in a new crime thriller directed by Darren Aronofsky that's called Caught Stealing. I'd like the combination there. That should be pretty interesting. Mission Impossible 8 has added Love Lies Bleeding's Katie O'Brien to the cast. She's really, really good, so that's a great addition there to Mission Impossible 8. I love that. Kyle MacLachlan and Keith David have joined the new FX pilot, The Sensitive Kind. Top Gun 3 update. That's right. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says they have locked down the story and they are going into development on it. So very, very cool there. So hopefully it won't be another 20-something years before we get Top Gun 3. House of Villains Season 2 cast has added survivors Richard Hatch and Tiffany Pollard. That's New York, for those of you that don't know, over to the cast. Power Book 3 Raising Kanan has snagged a very early season 5 renewal over on Stars. So congratulations there to Raising Kanan getting a season 5. A Simple Favor 2 is going to bypass theaters and will stream directly on Amazon Prime. So there you go for those of you wondering if that was going to go theatrical or stream. A Simple Favor. I'm excited for the sequel because the first movie was fantastic. And it's very underrated. A lot of people either didn't see it or, you know, watched it way late to the game. This is a great movie. If you've never seen it with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively, you should watch this movie. It's great. So I'm very happy that everybody's coming back and they're doing a sequel. And I guess we'll be able to stream it on Amazon Prime probably next year sometime. Hulu is now on Disney Plus. So there you go, guys. And you can now bundle it up. And I'll tell you, as somebody who does all the bundling and does all the streaming services, I will say Hulu and Disney Plus have an amazing bundle out right now. And I had to do some shifting to get it because I was subscribed to Hulu without ads, Hulu ad free for $17.99 a month. And then I had Disney Plus with no ads, which was about $12 a month. So do the math. I just signed up for the new Hulu Disney Plus bundle, which is a duo bundle, gives me both services with no ads, the premium version, for $19.99 a month. So, yeah, I just shifted my whole thing up to get that bundle because you cannot beat that. $19.99 a month, no ads, both services. I was paying $17.99 just for Hulu. So for $2 more, I'm getting Disney Plus now. Whereas before, I was paying an additional $12 a month for Disney Plus. So this is a big savings, guys. So if you're looking for a new bundle, that's the hella way to go. If you want it, you can get it even cheaper if you put the ads in. So there you go. And there is a version two that also includes ESPN Plus, but I didn't need that. So, but yeah, lots of cool new bundle options. Hulu is now integrated into Disney Plus, so you can watch everything in one app, which is pretty cool. So yeah, there you go. There's my plug there for Hulu and Disney Plus. A new Chucky movie is in development from Don Mancini, and we wonder, will he finally go to space? I think it's time, right? We'll see. We'll see. Luke Evans and Mila Jovovich are set to star in a new sci-fi thriller, which has started filming in the UK. It's going to be called World Breaker. Sarah Hyland has exited Love Island USA after two seasons as the host. Florence Pugh shared a video, which was really cool. She did a tour of the Thunderbolt set as they are now filming the new Marvel movie and previewed Yelena's new combat suit. It was a cool little video of her kind of taking everybody around the set and showing us that they're making the new Thunderbolts movie. And I love Florence Pugh. She is just so amazing. I love you. I love you so much. Lil Rel Howery is joining Ryan Reynolds and Jason Momoa in Legendary's new Animal Friends. So I love that addition there because why not, right? It makes sense. Lil Rel did Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds, so that's pretty cool there. We have your first look at Yorgos Lanthimos's Kinds of Kindness. This is his new project that he reunites with Emma Stone and William Dafoe in. So this is our follow-up to Poor Things. It's not a sequel. I'm just saying it's a follow-up movie. Ariana DeBose will return as the host of the 77th Annual Tony Awards in upcoming June presentation. Justin Simien is set to helm the Vault Comics movie adaptation of Heist. So that'll be pretty cool there. SNL 1975, John Batiste is going to play Saturday Night Live's first musical guest. Welcome to Wrexham Season 3 has been pushed back, and it will now debut over on Hulu on May 2nd. Dan Stevens won't confirm or deny whether a sequel to The Guest is happening. A lot of people have been waiting for The Guest 2. And yeah, he's playing coy. So there you go. Tatiana Maslany, Elijah Wood are joining Theo James in the new Stephen King movie, The Monkey. So great casting there. Jurassic World Chaos Theory teaser. A new teaser trailer has dropped previewing the upcoming Netflix animated series. The Handmaid's Tale star Sam Jaeger is joining the Blumhouse remake of Wolfman. We have the new trailer for The Sympathizer, which is HBO's spy series featuring Robert Downey Jr. Mayor of Kingstown Season 3 has a new teaser trailer showing Jeremy Renner's back in action. So very excited for Mayor of Kingstown Season 3. And so happy for Jeremy Renner that he's back doing his thing. So very cool. We have the trailer for Them, The Scare, which previews Prime Video's new horror series. This, of course, is a follow-up to the other season of Them, but now it's kind of an anthology, so they're doing a little something different there. Olivia Colman is not going to be returning for Season 3 of Heartstopper. Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 3 is officially happening. That's right. Part 2 is actually getting pretty good reviews. I am shocked because Part 1 was a big piece of shit. I have not seen Part 2 yet, but it has got a really good audience rating, and it even has a fresh critic rating, which is nuts. So maybe they found their way with this, right? So I think based off all the good buzz of Part 2, they have officially greenlit Part 3. So there you go. Luc Besson's Dracula has officially begun production. Claire Danes will reunite with Homeland showrunner and executive producer Howard Gordon on the new limited series The Beast in Me. A grieving author finds a new subject in a real estate mogul who was once the prime suspect in his wife's disappearance. Her investigation spirals into a game of cat and mouse that might turn deadly. This has been created by Gabe Rotter, who helped with the X-Files. We have the trailer, the first trailer for Unfrosted. I'm excited for this movie, man. This is supposed to be the Pop-Tart true story, but it looks very, very silly in this trailer, so maybe they're taking, obviously, a very over-the-top comedic look at it. A tale of ambition, betrayal, sugar, and menacing milkmen, Unfrosted, which is Jerry Seinfeld's directorial debut. It premieres on May 3rd on Netflix. This is a great trailer, and it is star-studded. There's so many people in this trailer and in this movie, so check it out. It looks really, really good. Henry Golding is teasing grand plans for a Snake Eyes G.I. Joe follow-up. Dude. Bro. Grand plans? There is no follow-up to Snake Eyes G.I. Joe. That movie lost so much fucking money. I mean, there's probably grand plans for more G.I. Joe, but I don't think they involve you, Henry. I'm sorry. I'll be very shocked. But yeah, that's what he's trying to say. In some really sad news, Chance Perdomo from Gen V passed away over the weekend at the age of 27. He was in a motorcycle accident, and he ended up dying in the accident. Now, I only know him from Gen V. He was fantastic in Gen V. I know they were filming season 2. Of Gen V, and now that is on hold now that he has passed, because he was obviously going to be a big part of that as well. Oh, so sad, man, especially when you read, you know, things like car accidents, motorcycle accidents, stuff like that, where there's no controllable, really. 27 years old, just so sad. So definitely our thoughts and prayers are out to family and friends. All right, going back to the news, Terrifier 3 contains one of the most insanely horrific scenes of the entire franchise. That's saying something, because these movies have some crazy, insane, horrific scenes. So if they're saying 3 is going to be the nuttiest, wow, watch out. Ezra Miller, he did a voice role in Invincible, and he has been recast. That's right, Invincible Season 2, the character that he voiced has been recast. So they dropped him, obviously, due to all the trouble that has been going on. Finn Jones, hinting at a possible Iron Fist MCU return? Maybe. That's what a lot of people are reading into it, because he posted a video on Instagram that he was going on a trip, and he showed his luggage, and on top of his luggage was a comic of Iron Fist, which got the whole world speculating. So we'll see what ends up happening there. Paramount Plus is removing 10 Nickelodeon titles from its streaming platform, so take a look there if you're interested. Death and Other Details has been canceled over on Hulu. I'm kind of bummed about this. Not tremendously bummed, but kind of bummed. I enjoyed Death and Other Details, and I was looking forward to seeing where it would go in further seasons, because it looked like they were going to kind of take the Knives Out anthology kind of style, where they were doing a different case every season. But we'll never get to see that now. So it is canceled after just the one season. Robert Zemeckis' new Tom Hanks movie is going to be released on November 27th of this year. It is called Here, so keep an eye out for that. The Woman in the Yard, Blumhouse has removed the release date for the Danielle Deadwyler movie. So no word yet on when this movie is going to come out now, as the release date has been taken off the calendar. Orphan Black Echoes, that's right, the spinoff show has released a new trailer for the Kristen Ritter version, and it will hit our TV screens on June 23rd. Freaky Friday 2, it's moving forward, guys, with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, and they just found a director, so yes, this thing is happening. I feel like it'll probably go straight to streaming, but no word yet officially on that, but yes, it does look like Freaky Friday 2 is moving forward. Universal's Wolfman movie, yes, the remake has been delayed. So this was supposed to come out in October, and it has been pushed to 2025. It will now come out in January. So January 17th, 2025, you'll get the Wolfman. The First Omen director teases future installments of the horror franchise. It's getting pretty good buzz. So yeah, they're looking at the bigger picture down the road to do some more. It follows director's new movie with Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor, is going to be coming later this year. So that's going to be pretty cool there. I like that casting a lot. Selena Plus Restaurant. That's right. Selena Gomez unveils a new cooking show for the Food Network. So I love that she has fun doing the food stuff. That's great. SNL 1975 cast has added William Dafoe to the movie. So they are stacking this SNL movie, man. It's pretty cool. Megalopolis will not be Francis Ford Coppola's last movie. So that's pretty cool there for him. He says he wants to do more. Woody Woodpecker goes to camp. That's right. It gets a trailer. It previews Netflix's new upcoming animated movie. Courtney Cox in talks to reprise Gale Weathers' role in Scream 7. That's right. We know we got Neve Campbell back, so we got to get Gale back, right? That's kind of a no-brainer. So hopefully we'll get her officially back for Scream 7. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 director announces that production has officially wrapped, so I'm excited about that. A Simple Favor 2 cast has added Allison Janney, so nice addition there to that one. Ready or Not 2 is going to move forward as the director for Escape Room has been attached to direct the sequel. So I liked Ready or Not. That was a pleasant surprise when it came out. I don't think it needs a sequel, but you know how it goes. We have your April streaming guide. That's right. Every month we put out the streaming guide that has what's new on Netflix, Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu, Max, Paramount Plus, Peacock, and Prime Video. So check that out to see what's coming and going. Love Island USA, Ariana Madix is going to replace Sarah Hyland as the upcoming host. Hunter Cloudis has officially exited All American ahead of season 6. We got another passing. Louis Gossett Jr., star of Roots, an Officer and Gentleman, and a whole bunch of other movies, passed away at the age of 87. So yeah, very sad to see Louis Gossett Jr. You know, definitely is one of those guys growing up in the 80s that you saw in all those big action movies. So, you know, very sad to see him go now, but at the age of 87. So once again, thoughts to his friends and family. All right, moving forward, Jeremy Piven and Tricia Helfer are set to star in a new Dinosaurs in Vietnam sci-fi horror movie called Primitive War. Okay. Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman are set to feud in Jay Roach's remake of The War of the Roses. So awesome casting here with these two. So that is pretty awesome. Amazon is releasing originals like Musica, Fallout, and Them the Scare all this month in April, so keep your eye out. Oh, the Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor movie is called Flowervale Street, and it will come out in 2025 from Warner Brothers Pictures. Arnold Schwarzenegger says his pacemaker surgery will not affect filming of FUBAR season 2. So very cool there. There were still I've already forgot about FUBAR, so I'm glad we're getting season 2 and that he's moving forward with getting that one in the can. Interview with the Vampire releases a new season 2 trailer ahead of its May premiere. So it comes out in May on AMC. We have all your best streaming deals right now, 40% off Max. $3 a month for Stars, a whole bunch of other subscriptions. We got them all broken down for you on our Twitter page, so check that out. Doug Jones and Angus McFadden are joining the new thriller movie, The Weight of Darkness. Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson's sci-fi movie, Mercy, has just added the True Detective star from that last season. I'm trying to remember what was her name. Callie Race. Who was in True Detective Night Country? She has officially joined the cast there of Mercy. Hellraiser 2022 was a pretty cool reboot that came out over on Hulu, and the producers say that they are working on a sequel. He says, "We're hard at work on it. We're coming up with a script. We're trying to put it together. It's not been greenlit yet by Hulu, but they have a good plan that if they're, you know, if it all comes together, then they pitch it that it should get greenlit." So, but they are working hard on trying to get that sequel moving forward for a direct sequel to Hellraiser 2022. Roadhouse remake viewership breaks records over on Prime Video. I believe they said over 50 million streams already, which is insane. I loved Roadhouse. So much fun, man. So I'm glad to see that it's doing really good stuff over there on streaming. Sophia Lillis and Tony Dalton are joining the Dave Bautista movie Trap House. So some additional casting there. We have the new Doctor Who trailer, so check out that. We also have a little tease of The Strangers Chapter 1, which hits theaters on May 17th. So check that out. It's a pretty cool little viral video of The Strangers at the front door. Very creepy. Liam Neeson talks about the Naked Gun remake. He teases a lot of laugh out loud moments. So check out the article there to read some more on that. Alex Garland says he plans to step away from directing after his Civil War movie comes out. So he is looking forward to writing more, but doesn't really want to direct right now for the foreseeable future. So looks like get ready for Civil War being his final flick, which I hear nothing but great things about. So we'll see how that one pans out. Chicago Fire's Rome Flynn is exiting after season 12 after 6 episodes. Criminal Minds Evolution has casted Felicity Huffman to join the new season. Craig Zisk has signed on as director for season 2 of Sylvester Stallone's Tulsa King. I'm just glad to see that we're finally moving forward with season 2 of Tulsa King. It's been far too long. I am ready. I need my Tulsa King back. And let's get going, man. I'm glad we got a director. Let's do it. And yes, Doug Liman's Roadhouse Prime Video with 50 million global viewers. Insane. That is awesome. Record breaking there for Prime, and I love it. Jack Champion, Sophia Lillis, and Kate Del Castillo, Tony Dalton, Whitney Peak, and Bobby Cannavale have joined Dave Bautista's action thriller Trap House. So there's some additional casting there. I know we just talked about a couple of them, but there's your additional casting for Trap House. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the Hunger Games prequel, is going to be hitting Stars on May 14th. So that will be the first time it hits streaming there. Russell Crowe's new thriller, Sleeping Dogs, is going straight to digital, and it will be released on April 9th. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is leading a new animated movie about Alzheimer's disease, and it's called Tangles. I Am Number 4 reboot is in the works from the original movie's writers. I liked I Am Number 4, and it had so much potential for this big franchise, and then it never went anywhere. So I'm glad to see that they're working on rebooting it. They got the original movie writers back. They got the people involved with the book series. And I'd be down to see a reboot of I Am Number 4, for sure. Disney lost over $100 million on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Ouch. Tim Robinson scores a new comedy pilot. It's called The Chair Company. This is going to be coming from HBO with Adam McKay producing. Descendants, The Rise of Red. We have the teaser trailer for the upcoming Disney Plus movie. We have the trailer for Jean du Barry, which is Johnny Depp's period piece drama movie. Let's see here. Will Forte becomes a true crime podcaster in Netflix's trailer for the dark comedy series Bodkin. Hey, man, I love Will Forte. I'll definitely be checking this one out. Joker 2 officially rated R, so pretty cool there. The new trailer is going to hit on April 9th, so we'll keep your eyes out. We'll have that definitely posted on the 9th. And we have the first poster for it, so check that out over on our Instagram to see how that looks. Velma Season 2 release date has been set for the Max series. It will hit on April 25th. Boy Kills World Red Band trailer is dropped for the Bill Skarsgård action movie, which looks insane, but I kind of want to see it. So check out the Red Band trailer. A Real Pain, which is a new movie with Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin. It's a new dramedy. This is going to be hitting theaters on October 18th. The Joker sequel, Folie à Deux, is hitting theaters on October 4th. And once again, the trailer will hit on April 9th. We also have the new poster for Ryan Reynolds' movie If, which hits theaters on May 17th. I love If. It looks so good, and it's going to be, I think, one of those fun family flicks for the year. Hopefully, like Free Guy. So I'm very excited for this. Hits theaters on May 17th. I'm sure we'll have a new trailer here pretty soon as well. FBI International has added Terry Polo in a mystery role. So very cool there. I haven't seen Terry Polo in forever. I don't think I've seen her since Meet the Fockers. You know, so great to see her come back for something. So that's pretty cool there. And Grey's Anatomy has been renewed for season 21. Crazy, 21. And also 911 has been renewed for season 8. I'm excited about this. I love 911. It just came back a couple weeks ago. It was on Fox. Now it's on ABC, and it's doing really, really well on ABC. The first 3 episodes of the new season have aired, and they've been crushing the ratings. So no shock that ABC has said, come on back for season 8, and they're getting ready to hit their 100th episode. So glad to see that getting renewed there right before the 100th episode mark. And that, my friends, will do it for our show this week. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me on this ride. I always appreciate get you guys caught up with the latest and the greatest. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Share the podcast with your friends and family. Please leave a review. Please subscribe. We appreciate any support that you can give us. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. You can get to everything right off there. But make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on X or Twitter, if you like to call it that, at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow me directly at DXDonMega. They're the same handles over on Threads as well. So if you're a Threads person now, just make sure you follow us on all the socials. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, all those good old places. Subscribe, leave a thumbs up, leave a 5-star review. Just take a second and subscribe. I'd really, really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us as well on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. Our show even streams on YouTube. So just subscribe to the channel, youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. Same thing simply for TikTok and Instagram. Just search Am I on the Air. And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. It's reddragonsradio.com and popculture_pros. Thank you guys for always streaming our show on demand. We always appreciate it. And that'll do it for me this week. I hope you all have an amazing week. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragons!